In this week's mashup,
Dan advises how you can skim time and focus more on your business and family and the things that matter most to you. We hope you enjoy.
Are you a new real estate agent struggling to get your business off the ground, or an experienced agent looking to get to the next level, or something in between? Dan and Kerry have created an inner circle specifically designed to help you. In the inner circle, you'll get weekly training videos, access to interviews from top agents around the country, and the chance for direct access to billion-dollar agents Kerry and Dan. You will have access to the same systems they use to train their team of $250,000 earning agents. Sign up now for a free trial period by going to hyperfasttrial.com or innercircletrial.com.
Welcome to the Hyper Fast Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here's your host, billion-dollar agent, million-dollar agent maker, and best-selling author, Dan Lesniak!
Hey guys, it's late and I just got done with a 2-hour bike ride on my trainer, and you know, while I'm doing that kind of workout, I always look for ways to get a double or triple benefit, right? So I find other things that I can fit into that time. Some people call it net time, no extra time. And I came across a really great tip from an agent that's actually in the Hyperfast Agent Coaching Program. She was talking to a local group and she called it her $500,000 of value tip, and it was something simple: quit watching TV, right? And I don't wanna pick on people that watch a lot of TV and act like I never do, but I certainly limit it. It's not a lot. It's, you know, maybe 2 or 3 hours a week. So I'm not watching, you know, a ton of TV. The average in America is about 4 hours, right? That's a lot. That's over 7 days. That's 28 hours. That's almost a full work week, right? In 10 weeks, that's 280 hours. In a year, it's 5 times that, almost 1,500, like 1,400 and change. And imagine using just a portion of that time to work on your mind, right? Your emotions, your physical strength and health and fitness, or your business, right? Or spending time with family. All of that adds up a lot of times. You know, I've mentioned this before, just guard your time. It's your most precious asset. We all have the same amount of it, right? It's the one thing that, you know, the guy on the street has in common with like Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, all those guys, Warren Buffett, right? And my guess is they all probably use their time really, really well.
So I know today is a day off for a lot of people, most people, but, you know, I'm gonna be working hard today. Now, I am going to get some good family time in. We're going to go to the park, play for a few hours, do family brunch with some friends that are visiting. So, you know, it's going to be an awesome family day. So I'm not saying don't, you know, work and never spend time with your family or loved ones. That's dumb. I don't believe in that. But, you know, are you like just wasting time, like watching football, watching TV, you know, doing things that aren't quality time with your family, quality time building your business, quality time improving your life? You know, I'm gonna be spending at least 4 or 5 hours today working on my business, working on new marketing plans. I've got some calls with some strategic partners, and it just baffles me that so many people out there in real estate, in other industries, you know, complain that they don't have enough time, they can't get ahead.
And, you know, now we have 3 kids, so, you know, it's a challenge to spend time with them. And so we have to cut out things that, you know, are a waste of time. So if something does not help improve the quality of relationships with my family, if it doesn't help build my business, if it doesn't help create value for my team members and clients, and if it doesn't help develop me mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, if it doesn't do one of those 5 things, I try to eliminate it. So that's just part of the price you have to pay to get success. Like when I went in my first year, when I went from, you know, 0 to over $22 million in sales, there were definitely a lot of times I was working on weekends, working evenings, working at night, you know, just comes with the territory.
Right, a lot of people just see the end result and they say, wow, that's great that that person did that, and how lucky, you know, they are maybe, or talented or blessed or whatever. Well, it starts by just making little choices. Choices like, hey, it's a Sunday, but instead of going to brunch, instead of talking about the, you know, the basketball game last night or whatever, I'm gonna go put in the work in my basement, in my gym. Like, it's a beautiful spring day. I could be out for a casual walk, having brunch, nothing wrong with that. But if you want to perform an Ironman race and an Ultraman race, which I'm going to do both of, you know, this year, you have to put in the work. You have to make the little choices. The little choices compound. It's no different, you know, with your family, your business, your life. It's all the same. It's the things that you do when people aren't looking, the things that you do when others are, you know, relaxing or taking their foot off the gas or whatever, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. If you want success at a higher level, you have to put in work at a higher level. There's no way to around that. Now, you can definitely compress time. You can definitely get there quicker by studying people that have done it before, by getting coached by people that have done it before. But at the end of the day, you got to put in the work, right? You got to put in the right work, but you got to put in the work. All right, hope you like that message. I'm going to get on my bike now, get in a little workout, and I'll see you guys later.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fat Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fat shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests, improve our shows, and give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.